The Lord's Warning About 2021 and the Vaccine by Prophet Isaac Mile of DR Congo 8. Every year that has passed shortens your life on earth for one more year is gone. Yet the world is in distraction celebrating. We are in concentration and repentance when the world is in distraction. The Lord told us, when the world is celebrating, you must be in prayer, strong prayer. Thus we were in 100 days of prayer that has ended. Now we have begun 30 days of prayer. When the world is in distraction and celebration, God's children must be consecrated in prayer. For the Lord has warned us not long ago, the devil is multiplying strategic meetings. He had countless meetings in preparation of 2021 onward, where he is conspiring against human civilization. He has reached a point where he wants complete destruction of the world. But the Holy Spirit is hindering him, stopping him from reaching his destructive aim. If the devil had his way, he would have wiped out the entire human population, but he has limits and barriers and restrictions. We saw that he needed authorization in order to attack Job. The Lord told him, "You can touch his body, but not his life." This means the Lord can allow things to happen to us, but he is in control. We must not be attending pagan celebrations and the pleasure of this world. The world is passing and will be destroyed by fire. I told you that all these celebrations at the end of the year are demonic. They do not come from God. The Lord has shown me demons that patrol the earth from September to December. These are the demons of destruction, the demons of control, and the demons of monitoring and surveillance. They were in three groups. When the Lord showed me these demons, he told me, these groups of demons come in order to control, monitor and supervise people in minute details. For the devil is not omnipotent, and he is not omniscient. Only God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Given that the devil is just a creature, he does not know everything. He uses these demons of control to monitor people in order to destroy them. These pagan holidays at the end of the year are not for the glory of God. We do not celebrate holidays and anniversaries, for they are demonic. The devil has organized these pagan celebrations to win souls. In these celebrations, there are sexual impurity, immorality, and perversion. We are always doing thanksgiving to the Lord. You can still pray for this year. You have celebrated the new year, but you must understand that great events will happen this year. Therefore, live a life of prayer, for there will be tragedies, catastrophes, and troubles. Those who live in sin will be surprised by the devil. In this year of the Antichrist, bad things will happen to many people. We must not be distracted. The Lord will permit evil and sickness because many are not listening to his warning and message. Therefore, evil will strike the land of men because of the hardness of hearts of the people. The Lord has talked to me about 2021. He gave me many messages. In this year 2021, there will be many things. There will be a world crisis and there will be chaos, for the Antichrist is active and he will accelerate his activity. The Lord warned that many people, especially many evangelicals, will suffer torture and torment, and we must be prepared. Last May I predicted the second wave of this pandemic, which is happening now, and many have called me to tell me, what you said has happened. A wise man can foresee the future and hide. We hide in prayer. We do not wait for the end of the year to pray. This is the time to serve the Lord in truth and spirit. The Lord told me to tell his children not to get vaccinated, for this vaccine is from the world of Satan. The aim of this vaccine is to cause mass destruction. The Lord is good. I remember when I went to a mission in Lower Congo to teach and testify, I was walking in the street and I picked up a page of a book. I spent time reading that page that was talking about the overpopulation of the world and the need to reduce the population of the world in a considerable way. When I went home, the Holy Spirit told me, you must be prepared, for these things you read on that page are coming. Evil is on the way. Not longer ago, the Lord told me, the angel of death is set free and he is at work, and agents of Satan are making sickness to cause death. The trumpets are sounding and angels of judgment are being released. There will be the angels of death and the angels of torment that will cause prosecution. I asked, Lord, why are so many dead? The Lord answered me, the angel of death is free and at work. He wants the death of millions. Tell the righteous to trust in me. The Holy Spirit is the factor that is stopping many of the destruction that is to befall the world. But when the rapture happened, nothing will stop them. The Lord will allow the Antichrist to cause distress. Happy are those who are hearing these warnings. What I am telling you, brother, are end times warnings. Those who repent sincerely will be saved. This is the final opportunity that is to be seized. Salvation is now, for the time is coming when people will seek salvation, but it will be too late. When the church is raptured, even if you do long prayers, these prayers will no longer save you. For when the Lord showed me the rapture, I saw that the church was gone. But those left behind were in lamentation. they were throwing their money in the streets. Others were saying, "Mountain fall on us so that we can die. We have failed to get the most precious thing, which is salvation. We missed eternal life. Let us die." Beloved, as we sleep and wake up every day, time is moving in acceleration and our lives are shortening. You must understand that things are final. It's either you are going to heaven or to destruction. But every day, time is moving and the years are passing and we are heading to the final destination. Trust in the Lord. Always confess your sins to avoid the place of torment and sudden death. Do not be distracted by these celebrations. Examine yourself always and renounce sin on a daily basis, for death comes like a thief. And heaven and hell are real. We should not fear death but hell by escaping sinful life. The only place of peace and rest is the paradise of God. We are preparing the church for the rapture. But the Lord said, "My church is dirty. People are coming to church but their hearts are not being transformed." The Lord does not want to come for a church that is dirty, and the Lord is angry against the servants who are failing to prepare His people. The Lord is angry against these members for they are not changing despite going to church. There is no love in local churches but hypocrisy, gossiping, and slandering of one another. There is so much impurity among singers in churches. My dear, if you are in sin, this is the time to repent. This is the most dangerous time ever. There is no time. The wrath of God is about to fall on this world. The Lord is crying for souls that are being lost and falling in hellfire, for He has prepared a new city, the new Jerusalem, the dwelling place of God with man, that He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have passed away. For these words are faithful and true. Revelations 21:2-5. My dear, when you live in sin, understand that behind that sinful life, there is a demon. You live in fornication because there is a demon of fornication in your life. You are addicted to beer because there is a demon of alcohol in your life. When you die in sin, this demon of fornication or beer will be waiting to take you to hell. The death of a sinner is a tragedy and painful. People think that the afterlife is a joke. It is the most serious situation. It is the death of the saint that is a celebration. For the funeral of the dead in Christ, there are many angels singing and waving palm leaves with celestial melodies. The angels come to take the souls of the saints with strong praise and worship, and the souls of the deceased saints are overflowing with abounding joy and celestial emotion to the point of ignoring those of his family mourning for him. You will be in glory surrounded by angels of light receiving you with music and celebration. At that moment this corruptible body will put on incorruptibility, and this mortal body will put on immortality, 1 Corinthians 15:53. When we die in Christ, the Lord will transform our lowly bodies to be like His glorious body, Philippians 3:21. When the Lord was showing me the afterlife, He said, "Look at the death of a saint." I saw angels coming down from heaven to take the saint to the celestial world. It was something tremendous, such a glorious moment of triumph with great music and celebration. Then I was taken to the paradise of God and transported to the river of crystalline water that was shining with great glory. I have been beyond the grave more than 60 times. And I saw the 24 elders. I saw the Lord in a meeting with His 12 disciples. He said, "These things are hidden. My secrets of the heavenly are being revealed to you, for this is the end of time." Brother, we must seek first the kingdom of heaven. When we have set our minds on things from above, the Lord Himself will deal with our needs and basic necessities. The Lord will provide our needs when we seek the kingdom of heaven. When we serve God, the Lord will pay us in this century and in the world to come. Today we have people in the church for prosperity messages. They are not converted and they have not repented, but they come to God for material good. What is the point of winning the world and losing our souls? Every day a child of God must clean his garment. If we always keep our garments clean in the physical, we must also learn to clean our spiritual garments. We must always hear the word of God that purifies us, purging all impurity and stain, and we always watch our garment. We must always clean our hearts. As a result, the Spirit of God will fill us and guide us. It is difficult to walk in holiness without the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks to continual renunciation, you will produce the fruit of the Spirit and live in the newness of life. You will be a new creation. As a result, anger, jealousy, murmuring will leave. You will walk in love, affection, and goodness. You will notice a peace filling your heart. The world cannot give that peace that surpasses understanding. This is what happens when you truly repent. And in this Christian walk, reading the Word is our source of strength. This book of the law must not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in all you do. Joshua 1:8. The Lord told me He is against people changing their genders and their nature, slim people trying to be fat and corpulent people trying to redesign themselves to be slim. We must learn to remain natural and stay the way God made us.